We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Our group rates and to make your reservations. Call today, 850-9390.
Hey Memphis, today is Canada's 150th birthday, and a Kooky Canuck is celebrating downtown and in Cordova with Canadian food specials, $1.50 Molson Canadian, $5 Bloody Caesars, and don't forget to wear your colors. Canadian dollars accepted at par.
Robert Irwin Jewelers Summer of 1,000 Engagements ends July 29th. Hurry to get 20 to 40% off all engagement rings. Receive a free mini vacation and perhaps get your ring free if it rains on your wedding day. Details at rijewelers.com.
Download the new 92.9 FM ESPN app. Search the app store for 92.9 FM ESPN. Listen, look, love. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. ...92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing a unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think, he'll make you laugh, he'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parrish Show.
All right, Bennett, turn it up. It's Friday. Let's do this. What's happening? It's the producer on the other side of the glass. I escaped from the prison that is the producer booth. It's Brad.
I don't think you hit that right with the turn it up the music part.
No, I am used to being on the other side of the glass with the volume. Like, so usually, this is weird for me.
Usually it's right here where he likes to get the crescendo.
And here we go. The Gary Parrish Show. Do it. Do it.
That's it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Gary Parrish Show. It is now 4:01. I'm Brad Carson, and like I said, I'm now on the other side of the glass where all of these guys sit, and I appreciate Bennett stepping in to produce the show, because for a while there, I thought I was going to do both and hit the buttons. I thought I'd give you the day off, and you came into my office, and you said, Brad, I'll hit the buttons for you, and I took you up on that.
That's what I'm here for. I'm a professional button hitter, so.
Bless you. Thank you, Bennett. Bennett is here in studio. Coming up first, we'll have Kevin Lipe in just a minute or two. Let me set the schedule for you. At 4:20, Dan Wolkin is with USA Today. He is the national college football writer for USA Today, amongst other things. Writes about horse racing. Former Tigers beat writer. And Dan is on Twitter, at Dan Wolkin. Dan joins us at 4:20. The obvious thing that we'll hit with Dan is something he was way ahead of, which is this Hugh Freeze debacle at Ole Miss, the lawsuit by ex-coach Houston Nutt. We will talk all about Houston Nutt and crack that nut at 4:20. 4:40, Jeff Calkins joins us from his month-long vacation siesta in Michigan. The tour of the Midwest continues, so Jeff comes on at 4:40. Actually, Jeff's been terrific and has broken stories while he's on vacation. He's on two or three radio shows a day. Jeff joins us at 4:40. And then at 5 o'clock, we're joined by the one and only Gary Parrish will join us at 5 o'clock. He's live from Peach Jam, and we'll call him, dial him live and get the latest from Peach Jam, including breaking news on probably the top prospect once in the class of 2000 and, let me think about this, 19, reclassifying, class of 2018, reclassifying to being a current college basketball person who could play as soon as this year, the top prospect in college basketball. So I want to ask Gary about this, probably the number one pick in the NBA draft next year. So that's coming up with Gary at 5. But first, let me start out as we dial up the one and only Kevin Lipe from the Memphis Flyer. He is their Grizzlies reporter. Kevin is a, as it says on his Twitter account, the basketball critic for the Memphis Flyer. And we've had quite a day as the Grizzlies are now 4-0 in summer league ball. They won last night. So they move on to play tomorrow. They play the Heat tomorrow. And Wade Baldwin was actually on the air earlier today with Jason and John. And we're going to ask him about Wade Baldwin and some of the other players from the Grizzlies. But without further ado, if you could cue up my big interview. We'll just start out with a big interview. How's that? Because Kevin did this on last minute notice.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parrish Show Big Interview. Presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Memphis. Now on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Kevin, I just want you to know, usually Dan Wolkin is the big interview, but I bought him drinks last Friday at Second Line, so I'm making you the big interview for doing this last minute to get me going. How's it going, Kevin? How are you, sir?
I feel very important now.
Yeah.
No, I'm good.
Well, that's the idea behind the big interview presented by Ruth's Chris. We play loud music with a voiceover guy, and it makes people feel special about themselves, so I hope you do.
I do. I generally hold myself in high regard anyway. So
well,
good.
Good. Kevin, of course, with the Flyer, it says basketball critic for the Memphis Flyer at Grizz Flyer Grizz blog. Critic is something I would say that we all sort of have been doing, especially for games that don't matter very much in the middle of summer. Am I overreaching here, or are we making too much of a summer league basketball? It seems like every minute we're watching and we're doing analysis through paralysis of the Grizzlies roster and their first and second year players. Are we overthinking it?
You know, I don't think summer league is totally meaningless, but it's not something you want to put a whole lot of stock into. You know, I like to remind people that Josh Selby was the co-MVP with Damian Lillard
right.
Summer League 1 year.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I think it's more concerning when somebody looks terrible in Summer League mm-hmm. than when they do well. It's just such an unstructured environment. So, you know, I don't think Wade Baldwin has looked great. I think some of the young guys have struggled a little bit. Deontay Davis has looked tentative. The only guy whose performance really actually concerns me, though, is Jarrell Martin.
Yeah.
You know, he's been in the league a while now. You'd like to see him. You know, Wayne Seldon has only played 25, 30 mm-hmm. NBA games, and he looked dominant. Yeah. Jarrell has played more NBA time than Seldon, and it just doesn't look like he knows what he's doing yet. So that to me, that's concerning.
Is it
the
partly
rest of the guys,
yeah?
You know, they're young.
With Jarrell, is it partly the age thing too, and the fact that he hasn't played basketball very long, Kevin, or is it just the eyeball test?
It's both. You know, mm-hmm. I think Jarrell still has a lot of potential. Mm-hmm. I don't think he is finished with his development. But to me, he should look like a pro among a bunch of college guys at Summer League, because mm-hmm. that's really what he is. So to me, really, he's the only guy whose Summer League performance actually concerns me a little bit.
Kevin Leip is with the Memphis Flyer. He's on Twitter at Flyer Grizz blog. Let me just start sort of the breakdown by starting with Wade Baldwin. He was on with Jason and John earlier, and he basically said that he hated being in the D League. Like it was like the worst thing for him, which is now the G League. We'll have it in South Haven here. And I don't quite know why that is. Maybe Bennett, you heard the interview today. Why did he say that was the case, that he hated the G League so much?
He just said it was the hardest thing that he's ever done in his life. So, clearly he thought he should have had a role on the team last year and not been playing in the D League.
So, Kevin, I guess I'll ask you, knowing that, do you see Wade Baldwin as a full-time NBA player this year based on what you've seen in Summer League? I mean, he's kind of had some ups and downs. He looked good last night in the fourth game in the Summer League.
I mean, I think it says a lot that the Grizzlies made him play Summer League and they didn't make Andrew Harrison play it.
Right.
I think if he's going to play a substantial role on the team, something's got to happen for Harrison to not be there. Obviously, Fizdale has a lot of trust in Harrison. He may not be a great player, but he's at least not a bad player. You know, he's consistent. I think the thing with Baldwin is inconsistency. You know, sometimes he's very impressive and very athletic, and sometimes he's just, running full speed into somebody and throwing the ball up into the air.
Right.
For me, Baldwin's got to mature a little bit before he can be a consistent rotation piece.
Is it all maturity with Wade, do you think? Because he has moments where he looks great. He's clearly got swag. I mean, he's clearly confident in what he's doing. Is he overconfident, do you think? I don't want to say that. Do you think that there's some overconfidence maybe with Wade Baldwin?
Yeah, I think so. But, I think that's normal for a young guy who knows that he's athletically gifted and thinks, if you come up through AAU in high school and college and you're able to just use your, use your athleticism to
right.
get whatever you want, that doesn't work at the NBA level.
Right.
You've got to be smarter about what you're doing. And that's a big adjustment. Usually that adjustment doesn't get made until you play a lot of minutes. So, I think it's just something he's going to have to learn. I absolutely think it's overconfidence, but it's not,
mm-hmm.
out of line with any sure. other young NBA player.
Okay, let's kind of work around the roster here. It seems like we're universally accepting that Wayne Selden is a rotation NBA level player. Are you on board with that?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And then Deontay looked good last night. Did you think he looked a lot better? Do you think he's ready to maybe? I don't want to say a rotation level, of course, but sit on an NBA bench and be a relevant third tier NBA player at this point.
I think so. You know, yeah. He's such a young guy and he's got such good instincts. I am very high on Deontay Davis still. Yeah.
We're talking to from the Flyer. It's Kevin Leip at Flyer Grizz Blog. So in watching these games, are we right to say that maybe we should be looking more for more development rather than trying to win summer league games? That was sort of the debate on the station today. You know, are the Grizzlies putting too much stock into trying to win these games and go 4-0 and then work into the quarterfinals? And I thought Chris Harrington pointed this out today, which I thought was right, which is once you get to this level, you have to win in order to stay in. So it does make sense to try to win because you want more games in theory. But it does seem like the Grizzlies put a lot of stock in winning the game instead of or more so than, hey, this person looked like this or this person looked like that. Is that the right way to approach summer league, do you think?
Well, you know, I just Harrington's smarter than I am, so he said it.
He's smarter than all of us, really.
Anyway, you know, you gotta win the games.
He knows a lot.
Get more games.
Yeah.
Get more reps.
No. Flyer Grizz Blog, Kevin Leip on with us. And as the season approaches, we've all accepted that the Grizzlies are just going to sit on and wait for offers to come in for Jamichael. And so they're sort of in the catbird seat there, and we're still waiting to see what happens with Tony Allen, which leaves us with the two signings that they have made, which is Ben McLemore and Tyreke Evans. Is Tyreke basically our backup? Does he punch Harrison out of that backup role as a point, and then you put him there, and then you sort of use Harrison as a third point guard, and then maybe he's the second two guard?
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's a really fluid situation, mm-hmm. is because, you know, you can use Tyreke with Mike Conley as another ball handler. Mm-hmm. We saw Fizdale do a lot of Harrison and Conley together last year. We know he likes those two point guard lineups. So right. I think that's going to be really fluid as to who is the, you know, I don't know that there's necessarily going to be a designated backup point guard.
Where do you have the Grizzlies ranked? We've all sort of made predictions based on a roster that we'd have no idea what the roster is going to be, which is sort of weird. You know, there's like, you know, 15 to 17 yeah. players. We've got two free agents still that haven't signed or had an offer on one in one regard. So where do you have them based on the fact that I realize it's a fluid roster when you look at the Timberwolves and you look at the rest of the league really stacking up players? Some have got them up in that five or six, as high as five. A lot of people don't even have them in the playoffs. Where would you say we're looking at based on a fluid roster?
It's hard to say. You know, I think if you assume they're bringing back Jamichael Green, you assume that Tony Allen is not going to be back. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, it comes down to how good you think Chandler Parsons is going to be.
Right.
If you think he's going to be healthy and be a good NBA player and kind of bring some of what he was supposed to bring, I think.
So you know, you're sitting there watching those reasonable. Instagram videos just like the rest of us, just praying that this dude can actually jump.
Yeah, totally.
Very good.
Totally.
The final thing is sort of a off subject, but I think it's relevant to Grizzlies fans because we've had Pete Pranica in our lives for several years now. And Pete, on his Twitter account, retweeted a picture of him signing his new TV contract. And I think that's fantastic. And I assume you agree.
Yeah, I do. I was really happy for Pete that he got to call some of the summer league stuff.
Yeah.
And fans all over got to hear him. I think Pete's great. Pete and Brevin. Are I think one of the best broadcast pairings in the league. Having watched a lot of
yeah, no
past,
doubt.
I think they're up there.
Yep. All right, Kevin. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it. We'll read you there at the Flyer. Thank you, sir.
Sure thing. Anytime.
My man, Kevin Leip, basketball critic for the Memphis Flyer, again on Twitter at Flyer Grizz Blog. Kevin's terrific on the Grizzlies. You can read stuff at the Flyer and through the blog. It is Brad Carson in for Gary Parrish. Bennett Doyle sitting in. It's 4:13. Next, we have the one and only Dan Wolkin, his weekly hit with us on Fridays around 4:20. Dan, of course, with USA Today. And the main thing, obviously, we're going to focus on with Dan is Hugh Freeze and Ole Miss. He's been on top of this from the very beginning as the college football writer for USA Today. And we'll ask him about Hugh Freeze and this new lawsuit next. You're listening to The Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
At Firehouse Subs, we believe small is big. Now you can get the gigantic flavor of any of our 10 specialty subs in a new flavor pack small size, starting at just $3.99. The price is small, the sub is small, but the taste is big. They're loaded with the same great cheeses and meats like Virginia honey ham, choice roast beef, and smoked turkey. And here's a little fact. Each new small sub checks in at under 500 calories. Small subs, big flavor, starting at just $3.99. Now that is big news.
Hey guys, my name is Cassie Dercola, firefighter from Atlanta, Georgia, reminding you that now a portion of every single firehouse subs purchase goes towards providing life-saving equipment for first responders. So even their new small subs can make a big difference.
Firehouse Subs, founded by firemen. Firehouse of America will donate 0.13% of your purchases in 2017 at all U.S. locations to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation with a minimum donation of $1 million. For full details, visit firehousesubs.com.
Work, school, groceries, sports, running this errand, meeting that deadline, you're busy. And trying to do it all while dealing with a back or neck injury is no way to live. That's why we opened the Campbell Clinic Spine Center at the corner of Germantown Parkway and Walnut Grove. Our modern waiting room includes Wi-Fi-enabled workstations. Our full-service facility also provides X-ray imaging, diagnostics, and any other technology you'll need. We even make checking in a breeze. So you can get back to, well, you. You'll receive world-class treatment at a facility fully devoted to spine issues. Our physicians and physical therapists work together to find a comprehensive treatment plan that will get you back to your life as soon as possible. With our streamlined service, your visit fits into your busy schedule. Our goal is to get you healthy so you can get back to what you do best, being you. Call Campbell Clinic Spine Center at 901-507-7656 for an appointment or make an appointment online at campbellspinecenter.com. Campbell Clinic Spine Center. Get back to you.
This is Gary Parrish, and as you likely know, my wife and I had a baby at Regional One Health last year, and I cannot recommend them enough. Just tremendous. But understand, like I've told you before, you do not have to experience an emergency to get great care from Regional One Health. Right now, I'm here with Amanda Best, a family nurse practitioner at their East Memphis campus. And what she knows is what I've learned, that it's important, even in our busy lives, to take care of ourselves and get a normal checkup. Right, Amanda?
Yes, it is imperative to have annual exams. I perform annual exams that include a thorough physical assessment and labs, and I personally focus on disease prevention and health promotion.
Do you see many teenagers?
I treat patients 15 years and older, as well as my partners in internal medicine. It's a great transition for teens from their pediatrician's office to internal medicine.
And those visits are all possible at the East Campus?
Yes. You can schedule an appointment online at regionalonehealth.org or give us a call at 901-515-3150. The East Campus is located at the corner of Quince and Kirby.
You heard her. Make an appointment online, regionalonehealth.org, or give them a call, 901-515-3150.
Who provides the best entertainment and internet experience? Best in-home Wi-Fi experience. Lets you stream on 5 devices at once. Brings you Netflix on X1 and 75 megabits per second in the most popular packages? No question. Xfinity stacks up where AT&T doesn't. Get up to 75 megabits per second download speed. Compare that to AT&T. And get X1 and voice for $30 each a month for 1 year when you bundle all three. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. And now ask us about Xfinity Mobile, a new kind of network designed to save you money when you have Xfinity Internet. You get up to 5 lines included of talk and text, all at no extra cost. Compare that to AT&T. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. Must enroll in EcoBill and autopay within 30 days, or charges increased by $5 a month. Offer ends 8/2017. Restrictions apply. Service not available in all areas. Limited to new residential customers. Equipment installation tax and fees extra and subject to change during and after promo. Early termination fee applies if all Xfinity service are canceled during the agreement term. After 1 year, regular rates apply. Wi-Fi claim based on Xfinity Gigabit service, router coverage, and speed on the 5 gigahertz band. Netflix streaming membership required.
Those wild-eyed Southern boys are coming to town. 38 Special, live. Friday, October 6th at Horseshoe Casino's Bluesville. 38 Special, rocking into the night with their signature Southern rock sound. Tickets on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets. Ages 18 and up, must be 21 or older to gamble. Don't want to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
It's the Bluff on Highland. Enjoy lunch on our patio and taste some of the best Cajun food in the city. Or come in and relax with our daily happy hour specials. Monday through Thursday, enjoy $2 domestics, $3 drafts, and $4 wells from 4 to 9. And Wednesday night is ladies' night. Get 2-for-1 wine and $2 domestics. Thursday at 6, get half-price wine and $2 vodka. Enjoy live music every weekend and Thursday nights with DJ Ben Murray. And the Bluegrass Brunch on Sundays. It's Memphis' hottest new restaurant and event venue, the Bluff on Highland. Go to thebluffmemphis.com. NovaCopy.com.
NovaCopy, the South's leading 3D printing expert, is hosting a free 3D printing roadshow on Wednesday, July 19th. Join the experts at NovaCopy to see how 3D printing, scanning, and prototyping is changing the world we live in. Learn from NovaCopy about the new HP 3D multi-jet printers and how your business can find success with this innovative technology. Explore where 3D scanning fits into the product development lifecycle and learn about the additive ecosystem from Mark Forged that allows you to print in plastics or metal. Enjoy hands-on interaction as well as free breakfast and lunch at NovaCopy's 3D Printing Roadshow. Have your questions answered by a panel of 3D printing and scanning experts from HP, Creaform, and Mark Forged. You'll find this and much more with NovaCopy, where your ideas are made real. Don't delay. RSVP today. For details on this summer's 3D Printing Roadshow, Wednesday, July 19th, visit NovaCopy3D.com or call 901-388-6699. That's NovaCopy3D.com.
Do you have persistent knee pain? Is knee pain affecting your daily life? You may have an option. Medical researchers are evaluating an investigational device for people who still have knee pain following meniscus surgery. You will receive treatment from an orthopedic surgeon who specializes in sports medicine. Your physician will monitor your treatment at regular follow-up visits using advanced diagnostic techniques. If you were 30 to 75 years of age, have had meniscus surgery over 6 months ago, and still have knee pain, you may qualify. Please visit meniscus-trial.com for more information and to find out if you qualify for this clinical research opportunity. Limited space is available, so please visit meniscus-trial.com or call 877-829-6860. We are enrolling participants now at a medical facility near you. Visit meniscus-trial.com or call 877-829-6860.
Guests appear via the Smile Center hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Show 92.9. It's Brad Carson flipping to the other side of the glass. Thanks to Bennett Doyle producing today, where I usually sit. Gary is on the road. He's at Peach Jam. We'll talk to Gary at 5. He'll be preceded by Jeff Calkins, who's on the road traveling. 4:40, we'll have Jeff live to discuss the Grizz and amongst other things. But right now, he is our weekly big interview, and everybody's a big interview, but he's especially a big interview. He is Dan Wolkin.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parish Show Big Interview. Presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Memphis. Now on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Dan, I promise instead of buying you a drink at Second Line, we'll get dinner at Second Line next time you're in town, or Ruth's Chris even for that matter. Good to talk to you, Dan. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, I would have liked to have eaten a meal at Second Line. I already eaten, unfortunately, last Friday, but Kelly English makes good food.
So he's really good.
I would love to go down there. But maybe next time I'll have a little more time to hang out. This was a very quick trip.
Yeah, I knew you were in town. You were here for, I don't want to give away too many secrets, but you enjoyed the Reckless Kelly show at, was it 11th Shell? Is that where it was?
Yeah, it's the first time I'd been to a concert down there. I would highly recommend that anybody do that. Great free entertainment in a really nice setting. I was surprised how packed it was. Really cool things going on down in Midtown Memphis.
Real quick before we get into Hugh Freeze and Ole Miss, and I obviously want to get your thoughts on that. You've been away for a few years, New York and Atlanta, and I know you travel a lot, but and you're from the area, but generally, I guess, if you consider Arkansas part of the area. General thoughts on what they, just real quick before we get to it, general thoughts on that Overton area and the development you see happen in Memphis since you've moved from Memphis.
Well, that was always a part of town that had a lot of potential, and clearly they're on top of it right now because they've put a lot of stuff in, and it seemed like it was really lively, and they've knocked down some of the old buildings, and they've really built up the area to make it really charming and fun, and a lot of different food and drink options, and that's what you want in a city is, yep, you know, an area where locals can go down and have a pretty low-key, easy time. You know, sometimes people don't want to go all the way downtown, mm-hmm, in any major city. So to have like an area like that is great. I wish it was there when I was living there.
And we even have Uber, so it makes it that much more convenient. We're talking to Dan Wolkin, college football writer, reporter, amongst other things for CBS or for USA Today, rather. Dan is on Twitter at Dan Wolkin. So let's get right to it, Dan. Ole Miss, Hugh Freeze, Hugh and the school now have additional worries. The lawsuit dropped a day before SEC Media Days, their day on Wednesday. They were due to arrive on Thursday. The lawsuit from ex-coach Houston Nutt. You filed your column Wednesday, and we're out in front on this from the very beginning. And I've seen many tweets from you. You've written about it. You've covered Ole Miss. You visited that campus. First, the notice of allegation, and now this. I guess I'll start with Freeze and his position. Is he taking the right strategy by saying we've done things wrong and but we're moving on? I mean, strategically, it seems like he's playing this right, wouldn't you say?
Well, I mean, there's not much you can say right when you're in that position. You can't really talk about the NCAA case because there's rules against that. You can't talk about the lawsuit because it's an ongoing lawsuit. So, you know, as long as you have your job and you are in a position where people are going to put microphones in front of your face all the time, there's not much you can really say. Mm-hmm. So I don't fault him or them for that. What I fault them for is a lot of the way they handled this from the very beginning, including what is really the essence of the Houston Nutt lawsuit, which is that when Pat Forty reported leading up to a huge recruiting weekend in January of 2016, mm-hmm. that Ole Miss had its notice of allegations in hand.
Right.
What Ole Miss should have done at that point is just released it. Released it to the media, let everybody see it, and then we would all know exactly what we're dealing with. Instead, what they tried to do was spin everybody in the media and try to make it look like the current staff was not much of a part of it, and that most of the wrongdoing that was alleged was by the old staff. And that would be a great strategy if it were true.
Right,
Fortunately,
right.
It wasn't true. And so what they did is they took the short-term win, so to speak, mm-hmm. in helping lock up their recruiting class for what is now very clearly a long-term loss. And I think there's been missteps along the way. And at some point, Ole Miss has to figure out how much is Hugh Freeze really worth, because there's continual drama around this situation that doesn't seem to be ending anytime soon.
Why has Ole Miss doubled down with their man Hugh Freeze and basically said, I don't want to put too much of my own words into it, but if you read through the tea leaves here, it's if this thing's going to go down, he's going to be our coach. Why have they done that?
Well, I think that you have to look at the entire recent history of Ole Miss football, which is that there was a feeling inside the school and with the fan base there that they really couldn't compete with the big boys. You know, they were in the SEC and they had a great three-game party scene and, you know, nice campus and a lot of tradition with, you know, the Dixie.
Yeah, we got a Grove. Yeah, uh-huh.
You know, but that they really weren't a contender. Mm-hmm. And so they would just go have fun on Saturdays and, you know, if you win, great. If you lose, whatever. Well, Hugh Freeze comes in, and all of a sudden, you know, they do a couple things. They go to the Sugar Bowl. They beat Alabama. And the mindset changes because people get a whiff for the first time
right.
that program can really compete for something significant. And so I think it's rooted, frankly, in insecurity mm-hmm. about what Ole Miss is and what it can be because people think that Hugh Freeze is the only person who can win at that level at that school. And so they, some people are just determined to go to the end of the earth to defend them.
I'll start on that note about Houston Nutt. He's got a separate lawsuit, and there's an NCAA notice of allegations. Is there a point where the Houston Nutt lawsuit can factor in or get twisted in with the NCAA? In other words, where that becomes a factor and Ole Miss has to address that issue with the NCAA, or have they already done that?
Well, I don't think that in any technical sense that there's a connection. But I do think that the entire defense of Hugh Freeze that Ole Miss has put forward in its response to the notice of allegations, they argue that the reason Hugh Freeze should not be charged with the coach control penalty is essentially that he's a good guy who tries to do things the right way.
Right.
That's the basis of their defense. It's, you know, now obviously they put in, well, you know, he talks to compliance, you know, this many times and yada, 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 stuff that every coach does. Mm-hmm. But the real crux of it is this is a guy who's a good person, who's trying to do it the right way, and he's trustworthy. Mm-hmm. And if that's your defense of him, this lawsuit essentially undercuts all of that because it makes it look like Hugh Freeze is a conniving, manipulative, I will throw anyone under the bus to save myself kind of guy. And I think subconsciously, you know, people on the Committee on Infractions are human. They know what's going on throughout college athletics. And I think that they go into that committee room maybe with a little bit more skepticism that he is really the person he presents himself to be.
Have you ever seen anything? I mean, it was an eloquently written lawsuit. In other words, it not only lays out the case on what Ole Miss did, and obviously he didn't get an apology from Hugh Freeze or Ole Miss, that being Houston Nutt. It sort of has this it's a double-edged sword, right? It says, number one, they defamed me. Number two, they claim to be this sort of Q I'm talking about is this godly man that's sort of above it all. I mean, even to the point of quoting scripture and this, that, and the other. So have you ever seen a lawsuit where it's almost got a double meaning, does it not?
Well, look, I think that in the technical sense of what is defamation and how do you prove it and all of that, it's a difficult lawsuit for Houston Nutt to win. Because I think we all understand, and I think Houston in his heart of hearts understands, mm-hmm. that the reason he's not coaching in 2017 is because of a number of factors, mainly that he totally went the wrong direction his last 2 years at Ole Miss. The program was basically a mess, and he's to the point in his life and career age-wise that it's hard to get hired. And we've seen that over and over with veteran coaches. But I think that in terms of putting out publicly his side of the story to fight back against Ole Miss and embarrass them in the way that they embarrassed him by putting this out that most of these violations were under the Nutt regime, I think it's very effective because it quite clearly argues and establishes a pattern of facts that indicates that Ole Miss did him wrong.
Mm-hmm. Is Ole Miss just bad at cheating, Dan?
Well, here's what I'll say. The minute that they got that class in 2013 with Laquon Treadwell, Laremy Tunsil, Robert Kendiche, mm-hmm. yada, 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 that was such an outlier of a class in terms of national rankings and star power, getting three players ranked number one in their position in high school football.
Right.
It's just not something
too obvious.
Typically done.
Yeah, it was just out of nowhere.
And so when you can say they cheated, they did this, they did that. The bottom line is from that point forward, regardless of whether they did anything illegal to get those players or not, they were going to face more scrutiny than other schools, point blank period.
Yeah.
And so to me, a lot of their issues that came up in the first notice of allegations and somewhat in the second stem from arrogance, stem from sloppiness, stem from
like the tweets from Hugh, if you have an issue, email compliance, that type stuff.
Well, it's also, look, a lot of the stuff in that notice of allegations, for instance, is, you know, providing hotel rooms mm-hmm. to, you know, people's parents and whatever that shouldn't have been paid for.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the truth of the matter is if you're under the microscope like Ole Miss was, you can't get that stuff wrong.
Right.
You can't, because what it starts to look like is that there's an intentional pattern of trying to get around the rules. And that's what this whole case has always been about, was establishing that coaching staff under Hugh Freeze intentionally and repeatedly broke rules to try to gain a competitive advantage, whether that was getting someone on campus and getting someone to pay for it, whether that was some, you know, sort of illegal contact or social media, mm-hmm. Doing something that was in the gray area. It's establishing that they repeatedly broke rules, small as they may be, to try to gain a competitive advantage. And then you've also got this accusation of $10,000 from Leo Lewis and some other more serious things. But at the end of the day, if you get that little stuff wrong, when you're under the gun like Ole Miss was, you have nobody but yourself to blame.
Is it, I guess is the analogy, it's like having a bunch of drugs in your car and they pull you over for a taillight. Is it as simple as just one little thing and they're able to pull you over for it?
Well, yeah, I mean, look, the NCAA and their enforcement staff has limited resources at their disposal.
Mm-hmm.
It's very hard for them to prosecute cases. So they try anything that's in their toolbox to get information. And a lot of the things that come across their desk, you know, they get tips, they talk to people, they try to develop information. A lot of it they have difficult time proving. So what they'll do is they will get whatever that they can prove, small as it may be, and just try to get a whole bunch of it to try to build a case. Even if there's never a big bag of cash that they can prove change hands, they'll in lieu of that, they'll try to go bust you on a bunch of small stuff. And I guarantee you, in any investigation, what they actually put in the notice of allegations is only a fraction of what they think you did.
I gotcha. We're talking to Dan Wolkin, college football writer for USA Today. Dan's on Twitter at Dan Wolkin. You can follow him there. And Dan, the obvious thing everybody's debating is Hugh Freeze's job now at this point. So does he survive? The obvious question is, does he survive something like this? Do they make it through? You know, what's the final outcome if we're forecasting it?
Well, I think that we'll see over the next, several months how this Committee on Infractions hearing, how they think it went. But the bottom line is he's going to get some sort of coach control penalty. I think the question is going to be, does it end up being, a couple game suspension mm-hmm. type of thing, or does it end up being a 2-year suspension?
Right.
And, if it's a 2-year suspension, then I don't see how Ole Miss continues on. And I think also there's an entire other thread out there of more lawsuits to come.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we've seen the end of the mudslinging between them and Mississippi State. I think there's probably going to be more drama played out in public before the end of the year. And, at the end of the day, I've made the argument that if Ole Miss sacrificed Hugh Freeze, I think they'd essentially get off with little more, if nothing more, than what they've already gone through and what they've already self-imposed.
Mm-hmm.
If they go to the mat with Freeze, then I think they're risking significant penalties. They seem to be willing to take that risk. But as it gets closer and we start to hear more, and I don't think the Houston nut thing helps him at all.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of Ole Miss people and the money people and the chancellor need to start looking at themselves in the mirror to say, is this worth going through and potentially, potentially harming the overall brand of the school?
And then, Dan, before I let you go, we got a couple more minutes, if you don't mind, and some more questions. Just I'll go to actual football. Were there any other stories at SEC Media Day first that struck you besides the Ole Miss story? It seemed like it was just sort of, nothing much else going on.
Yeah, I wasn't there this year. Yeah. I don't know how much people really wanted to be there, to be honest with you. It seemed like the coaches were annoyed in many cases. Jim McElwain, kind of came off like a guy without a sense of humor.
He had to address the shark picture even. How about that?
Yeah, honestly, I think the event has gotten stale.
Yeah.
I think, they're looking at moving it to a new city. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that'll help. I think the format could use some tweaking. In its time, SEC Media Days was a great thing, but it's, we now live in a different era. College football is covered year-round.
Mm-hmm.
By a lot of media outlets, and I think that the media day experience has not evolved along with the media coverage of the sport, and I think that the SEC needs to take a serious look at doing something to shake it up, because I don't really think that the current format and keeping it the same really helps them much anymore.
Outside of Alabama, Auburn, good. Georgia good, Florida good. Is Tennessee good this year?
Yeah, I don't know. Trying to find out who the number two is in the SEC at this point is is just a matter of conjecture.
Right.
We're all guessing.
Yeah.
I do think that Tennessee, you know, they will be helped by the fact that they won't have the high expectations this year.
Right.
But they do have talent. I mean, they've lost players, and the quarterback position is going to be interesting because you've got a first-year starter there. But they're not devoid of talent. You know, that staff has done a pretty good job recruiting. And, you know, it's a nice setup for them because if they're better than people think, then that will be in Butch Jones' favor in terms of, you know, getting the fan base behind him. Right now, as we start the season, it seems like they've sort of mentally moved on. You know, I don't think anyone in the league outside of Alabama, and especially in the East, is so good that Tennessee can't, if things fall the right way,
right,
you know, be in that mix. But I would say going into the year, Georgia and Florida on paper are probably the teams in the East that would have the best chance.
And final question, will Ole Miss or Mississippi State surprise? They've got them basically at the bottom, both teams.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's interesting to me that with Mississippi State, that you've got them, you know, down there, what, sixth?
Yep.
In the preseason, just because they've got one of the best quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah.
You know, and typically, if you go back through Dan Mullen's tenure, when he's got a really good quarterback, they tend to outperform expectations.
Yeah.
So I think that there's a chance Mississippi State could be better than sixth.
Yep.
With Ole Miss, I just have no idea. There's too many variables and so much off the field drama that they have to deal with. You know, they've got a new offensive coordinator. Their defense has been a mess. I don't really have any sense of what to make of them, but I think they're probably a little more talented, or they're definitely more talented than seventh in that division. But we'll just have to see.
You're going to be distracted,
If things go the wrong way early, you lose to Alabama, you lose another one early. Do the players sort of just shut it down at that point, knowing there's no bowl game at the end of the year?
Yeah. Dan, thanks for your time, man. I appreciate it.
You got it, Brad.
Take care. Dan Wolkin, USA Today. Follow him on Twitter, at Dan Wolkin. Great stuff. And, Bennett, it's interesting. I am a Mississippi State fan. I saw every game last year. I also watched the Ole Miss team. I think both teams have different challenges. Ole Miss is going to be distracted, I think, like Dan said. I think he's exactly right with Mississippi State. I think they have the potential to surprise somebody because of the quarterback. But they have a good offensive line and some pieces, so we'll see what happens there. That's Dan Wolkin, and next coming up, it's Jeff Calkins from The Road at 5. We'll have Gary Parrish live from Peach Jam. Stay tuned for that. Jeff's next, and I actually want to ask Jeff about the Grizzlies as well as some other things. You're listening to The Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, it's Jason and John. Listen to our shows weekdays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. and join us as we host the 2017 Sports Ball for Big Brothers Big Sisters of the Mid-South.
Celebs, food, drinks, prizes, basically games for grown-ups, futures for kids. Sports Ball on Saturday, July 22nd at Minglewood Hall. Get your tickets now at 929ESPN.com before they're gone.
I've been telling you for a long time, years even, to get in touch with Josh Hysaw. Thankfully, you guys are listening. Among them, Ray lived here in Memphis, right? Had a home, needed to sell it. So he listed it with Josh Hysaw. Josh and Ray agreed on a price. Then Josh went to work. 5 days later, had multiple offers, sold the home. 5 days later, multiple offers, sold the home. How? With the 45-day guarantee. It's Josh's unique selling proposition. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes so fast and for more money than the average agent. Josh Hysaw will sit down with you. He'll help you price your home in a way that makes it attractive to buyers. Eventually, you guys will agree on a price. And if that home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed-upon price, Josh Hysaw will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll buy the home from you. You pick. It's totally up to you, and it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, even if your opinion doesn't make sense, he's going to let you out of the contract. You'll be free and clear. So, you're trying to sell a home? Call Josh Hysaw, 461-8147. He's the only real estate agent I would use if I were trying to sell my home. 461-8147. He's on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
In the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, you really need to take a drive to Steve Jones Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Wynn, Arkansas.
Did you say Wynn?
Yeah, because that 40-minute drive will save you 20% off a new car.
How in the world can they do that?
It's simple. Nothing fancy about our dealership or showroom, and low overhead means we pass the savings directly to you. Steve Jones Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram will be any valid new car price, or they'll give you the car for free.
Free?
Yep, and the savings on pre-owned vehicles will blow your mind.
Wow, man.
Check us out at Steve Jones Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, 1110 Falls Boulevard North, and win online at SteveJonesChryslerDodgeJeepRam.com, or come and see us at the Steve Jones Auto Road Show Sale this weekend at Walmart in West Helena, where we'll have a ton of vehicles on display and ready to buy at the same low prices we have at the dealership, and prize giveaways too.
I like prizes.
The Steve Jones Auto Road Show Sale this weekend at Walmart in West Helena. Steve Jones Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. We ran the competition, and that's no bull.
Summer is in the air, and it's time for you to golf more. And the most affordable country club experience in the Mid-South is right off Hacks Cross at Irene Golf and Country Club. The course is in perfect summer shape with championship Bermuda greens, running smooth and fast. Bunkers with fluffy sand and water on multiple holes, making the layout fun and challenging. Senior and lady tees. So bring your dad or your wife. If she doesn't like to golf, chances are she wouldn't mind relaxing at the pool with your kids while you play around with your buddies. And the prices can't be beat anywhere for a membership. The Young Executive membership for those 35 and younger is only $135 a month for all the golf you want. That includes cart fees, range balls, and no minimum spending requirements anywhere. They also have family memberships starting as low as $205 a month. It's Irene Golf and Country Club right here in Memphis off Hacks Cross and the web at IreneGolfCC.com. Call them 901-752-1521. Join now and the first month is free.
Hey guys, Scott Van Pelt here for Sport Clips Haircuts. You know Sport Clips appreciates everything guys do, from inventing speed golf to explaining the infield fly rule. So during the month of July, they're giving you double the Sport Clips MVP experience for the price of a single MVP. Why me, you ask? Hey, SVP, you're bald, dude. Well, that's hurtful, and it's a technicality. You're saying I can't love the MVP? Well, I do. And now Sport Clips Instant Replay doubles the experience you love. After your haircut, which in my case takes like a minute, imagine yourself going into overtime on their legendary hot steam towel. Picture you enjoying a doubleheader of their massaging shampoo. Can this be real? Are you dreaming? In my case, dreaming about the 80s when I could feather my hair. It was sick. You don't even know. But reality is actually way better, because now you can beat the heat this summer with Sport Clips MVP on ice. Their legendary hot towel becomes a chilled towel at no extra charge. So stop by today for the Sport Clips Instant Replay, a double MVP for the price of a single. Ask for it. Sport Clips. It's good to be a guy.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 5353 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5353.
I've always been amused when I see insurance commercials with TV and movie actors pitching their company like a carnival barker. They hope you trust the actor, but I'll tell you this, I don't trust any of them. I've seen too much. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. I've seen claims for property damage, life insurance, and disability lowballed or denied, like a bad movie. I've seen people sign away their rights after a car accident because they trusted the adjuster and didn't have a lawyer present. Not clean hands, dirty hands. I've seen families' lives destroyed because these companies' goals are to take in insurance premiums and give you the short end of the stick for profit. Life is not a movie, it's real. Hire a real law firm who's fought for you right at 30 years. So please visit ForThePeople.com for more information about our firm, our results, and our lawyers. Morgan & Morgan, For the People.
You want great things for your family. Great meals with great ingredients. And your neighborhood Kroger knows you want quality you can trust. At low prices, too. That's why we're proud to offer you a great selection of quality brands, including Simple Truth, Private Selection, and Kroger Brand. They're made to make your day so you can make every meal the greatest.
for less.
National Ice Cream Day is July 16th. Celebrate with 48-ounce Kroger Deluxe ice cream or 12-count ice cream sandwiches for 99 cents. Limit 5. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
Grab a great meal with today's perk. Get $10 of sandwiches or salads at Lisa's Lunchbox for only $5. Get your deal today at GetMyPerks.com.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
We return from the depths of the bad man with a gun and a knife and a waistband. With the war with the devil and Shaytan. He wore a bad toupee and a spray tan. So high now, hoping that I land on a tie stick moving through Thailand. On the radio, heard a plane hijack. Government being back like they could break. Obey no rules, I'm doing these. Smoke, transport to the airport. Customs got a joint in my passport. Full cash and I gave what he asked for.
Back to the Gary Parish Show, 449. It's Brad flipping over to the other side of the glass for Gary. We'll have Gary on next from Peach Jam. Two breaking stories. If you missed this, Jonathan Simmons has agreed to a three-year, $20 million deal with the Magic. That's from the Vertical. So Jonathan Simmons, who is with the Spurs, agrees to 3 years, 20 mil with the Orlando Magic, and our good buddy Tarik Black has signed with the Houston Rockets per the Vertical. So both of those people have gigs. Still no news on Tony Allen or Jermichael. Have you gotten any, Bennett? I haven't read any during the break. So we bring on Jeff Calkins. Jeff Calkins, Jeff Calkins. Jeff, what do you miss the most about Memphis?
What I actually wondered was, now that you're in that chair,
yeah,
are you abusing Bennett in the way that Gary abuses you?
No.
Like, have you spent the whole
verbally sparring with him? Yeah, actually, I yelled at him during the break. you know, I did all sorts of bad stuff to him.
Been tough.
Actually, I was actually going to produce the show by myself. Bennett just happened to be hanging out, and he was nice enough to say, hey, I'll run the board for you if you want me to. Like, I was...
Wrong place, wrong time. I look forward to being back in studio.
What do you miss the most about Memphis?
You know, I just like the wacky stories. I've always liked the wacky stories about Memphis. And in fact, while I was away, there was the whole, there was a Zeebo story, right? I mean, that's kind of a Zeebo paying the MLG and W bills.
Yeah, I heard that.
It feels like there's wacky stuff. And there was the, I mean, it seems like forever ago, but the vegan cafe, the kid, the baby showing the butthole.
That was one of my favorites, too. The booty hole. It was trending on Twitter. It was great. Yeah.
That happened since I was gone. I mean, the Washington Post picked up that story. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I missed that. And so it's that kind of thing that I miss the most about when I'm not actively involved in the Memphis discussion.
Do you miss going
to rejoining?
Yeah. Do you miss the big booty contest at the Cherry Inn or whatever?
There's a big booty contest?
Yeah, there was a couple of weeks ago. You must have missed that one.
I missed the big booty
contest. Yeah, it was fantastic. Yeah, we had a whole segment on it.
No,
it was great.
Memphis is its own place, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Memphis is its own place, and it's a great place, and I do miss it when I'm not there.
I miss you, and we're looking forward to having you on the Jeff Calkins Show Monday at 9 a.m. So Larry Brown was on Jason and John's show earlier today, and a couple of things that were interesting from the interview that he was talking about the Grizzlies. He's been watching all of the Grizzlies games. He's sort of this quasi-consultant to David Fizdale. First thing that I'll ask you about is somebody who the jury's still out on, because we haven't seen him that much, and that is Kobe Simmons. He said that Kobe Simmons is a steal. I'm assuming he means a steal as somebody who's going to play in South Haven. Would you say that's probably where he'll be?
Well, I think there's two things about this. First of all, I think the fact that Larry Brown has sort of – the fact that David Fizdale has spent the offseason picking the brains of coaches and is close, I think speaks very well of David Fizdale. I think it suggests that everyone acknowledges he had a good year, his first year, and had a magnificent playoffs, if only because of his rant and all, everything else.
A couple of slogans and catchphrases,
The fact that he's, I mean, that's sort of an unlikely pair, right? Mm-hmm. You wouldn't have thought that David Fizdale would be picky. That's not exactly what you would have necessarily imagined. And I think it speaks well for David Fizdale, who, let's be clear, as the Grizzlies go forward, this team is now being built more in the image of what he wants. And so I don't know that there will be more pressure on him, but he is certainly – I don't think there was – I said this when Ryan Tillery did the Q&A with him. Mm-hmm. To me, the resounding message from that Q&A was that while David Fizdale is deeply respectful of the role that Zeebo and Tony Allen have played on the team – it's very clear that he was one who wanted to move on. It couldn't have been clearer from that, from the nature of that interview. And so the fact that he is, I do think there's going to be sort of, this is his baby, and and he's got a lot of young players, and he's supposed to be developing those young players. He was hired partly because he's a developer of young players. And so I do think there will be more pressure on him to produce and develop those young players. In terms of Kobe, I don't think he meant it in terms of, I think he means it this way. Yes, he will be playing in South Haven for the Hustle this year, but when he calls him a steal, he's talking about his, and I'm not saying he will be or won't be, because you know, he's obviously explosive and erratic and wild and everything else, but he's the kind of, I think what Larry Brown means is, he's the kind of player you could look up in a year or two, and he will be a significant player for them. I think that's what he means when he's a steal. He clearly doesn't just mean, man, he's a steal, and he's going to really help the Hustle win some games this year. And when he says that, he means it in terms of his NBA future, that he is a steal. And then not immediately, but that he can develop into that. And I think that's obviously the hope. That's what these two-way contracts are supposed to be. It used to be that if you found someone like him, and he had him playing for your D-League team, and he had six good games in a row, anyone could scoop him up, like the Grizzlies honestly have done with Michael Green, or like with Wayne Sheldon, or whatever else. Now, you sign a guy like that to a two-way contract, and if he suddenly looks fantastic, he's still your property. And obviously, that's the hope. So the fact that Larry Brown thinks well of him, I think is promising. And you can see it. Like, I mean, you can see the raw talent there. Now, whether it will ever be harnessed, who knows? You could see a certain amount of raw talent and rusticulus, and it never was.
Right, balling never, out 35 points in summer league,
so
right?
It's not a given that it will be harnessed. Mm-hmm. But I do think, I think it's interesting that he says that about him, and you know, Larry Brown really knows something about basketball.
His favorite prospect, he said, was Deontay Davis, and it does look like it's funny. We're going game to game at this point in summer league games, but last night's game, when I watched it, it was nice to see Deontay actually making mid-range jumpers and sort of looking like the player that we all sort of had heard the Grizzlies talking about. Did you kind of think the same thing?
Yes, I to me, what has been the encouraging part, obviously Wayne Sheldon has been the best story from summer. Every game, pretty much. The last game, I guess game three, was his worst, but even then he found a way to be productive. Deontay Davis was, until yesterday's game, he was disappointing offensively, let's be honest.
Right.
He was, you know, you could rebound him like crazy and everything else, but you need to at least be able to do something offensively. And last night, finally, you saw he had a very productive game offensively, and it was not just dunks. He did, you know, he showed, it's jumper and pick and roll. And he's like, okay, maybe, because I do think that was the expectations for any player were higher for Deontay Davis than anyone else. And I mean, the jury's out on all of them, but the trajectory for Wade Baldwin, for Deontay Davis, I think it's been positive throughout the course of summer league, and that they've gotten better and better, and that's what you would hope for and, you know, wish for. I mean, what you really would wish for is that they come out and they dominate from the beginning, but failing that, you want them to improve, and they have done that.
Let me go back. We're with Jeff Calkins on 92.9. Jeff, I want to go back to the David Fizdale conversation for a second, because this morning, actually, on your show, Joe Mullinax was talking about this youth movement that David Fizdale is basically not only joining, but driving in a way. And I thought about this earlier today, and I want to get your thoughts on this. It is probably, because I think we've had three really pretty good coaches, you could argue, in a lot of ways, in Lionel and in Jaeger, and now with David Fizdale, in my opinion, in watching the games. I don't know what you think, but you can talk about that.
Yeah.
But my question is, I think that it's good for David Fizdale's career to double down on this now, because they've really always wanted somebody who would drive that boat and be a good coach of talent. In other words, somebody that could do a lot of things, and maybe we win a couple of games against the Spurs in the first round and we say a couple of great quotes and we feel good about ourselves. That was great. A two-win first-round loss in the NBA first-round playoffs 2017. And we all got the shirts and we feel good about our coach. But now he's driving this youth movement. So we don't even know what we got. Some people are saying we may not even make the playoffs. Some people, like, you know, are picking us like fifth in the playoffs. And I was thinking about this today. I'm thinking, you know, maybe it's really good, because here's the thing. If you're awesome, wow, look what happened. We got a healthy Chandler Parsons and we're awesome. Or this player that we had a reclamation project on that wasn't drafted turns out good. Simmons or whatever. Deontay Davis explodes. Seldon, who was undrafted, becomes good. What I'm saying is it seems like this is something that could be good for him because, frankly, the outcome, we just don't know. So is it helpful for him to do this? I think it is.
Well, I mean, I think it's clearly, I mean, as he said in the interview with Tillery, mm-hmm. they don't have a lot of high draft picks, have not had success with high draft picks, and they're a little deficient of draft picks going forward.
Right.
And so I think strategically as an organization, to take some shots on these, whether it's Kobe or whether it's Ivan Rabb or whether it's Deontay Davis, I mean, in the end, they're going to have to develop and find some pieces mm-hmm. to put around Mark and Mike. Now, the interesting part of it is that he came in as with a reputation of a guy who develops young talent, right? I mean, that was the idea. He came from Miami. He's going to develop young talent. If you look at the success that he had last year, and I think it was fundamentally a successful first year, largely in culture-building sort of way.
Right.
If you look at the win total, I don't know that it was better than you would have expected. You wouldn't have said he got that team to wildly overachieve, except perhaps in the playoffs. But what's interesting about the way he succeeded last year, to the extent he did, is it wasn't really like what young player had a breakthrough season, you know?
Yeah, I mean, Marc Gasol in some respects because of his game.
But my point is right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.